WMFO. What do you say after that?
She works in a guitar shop. She could go places.
Yeah, let me just say it's WMFO Medford at 11:05 in the morning. See, Kirsten, thank you so much for letting me go over a little bit, but that's why I wanted to.
Yeah, it's a great segue into something about the women, because something about that woman.
Chantel McGregor from the UK, she just put this out. It came out yesterday, called Buried Alive, B-U-R-Y apostrophe D, Alive. And that was her cover of Inconsolable from Jonathan Brooke. And it was a bit different than Jonathan's version.
Just a tad.
But the people screaming in the audience, I'm there with them. I understand.
Agreed.
Right. Breathtaking. And just before that was Jonathan Brooke, another live version of 10 Cent Wings. Just a beautiful song. And Cass, what's that about, 10 Cent Wings? Do you remember?
Oh, sorry. Can't help you with that one.
I've never stumped you before.
I just know it's so beautiful. It's so one of the beautiful. Few songs I don't listen to the lyrics just because I get
maybe
so carried away by the melody.
You know, in Buffalo, they don't call them buffalo wings. Maybe it's because I'm hungry and I'm thinking food.
You may be right. You never know. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, so they just call them wings. And if you go to Buffalo and ask for buffalo wings, they stand there.
They send you home.
And they wait until you say it correctly.
And started to set off with brand new music from the Highwaymen. Brand new release. If She Ever Leaves Me. And the vocals on there were just outstanding, brand new, you know, played live for the first time, like we said, at Newport. And yeah. All right, so I've been Mike, and I'm going to be Mike after I leave, but I've got to go because Something About the Women is next. And Kirsten, first of all, Cassidy, thank you so much for sitting in.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Please do it again soon.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise, I am sure.
What is going on with Something About the Women today?
Well, tomorrow is Bust Out Boston at Brighton Music Hall. Yep. So although I'm going to start the show with some of my favorites and just kind of ease into things. I was up late last night because I was at a house concert. Will Daly was playing, and it was really phenomenal. But I get up early on weekdays. I think I was up around 4:45, so it made for a super long day. So I'm going to just ease into things. And the second half of the show will be musicians who are playing at Bust Out Boston. A lot are really new to me, so we're all going to learn about these musicians together. That's going to be fun.
Sounds good.
The best. All right. Well, everybody stay tuned for Something About the Women here at WMFO. And again, my name is Mike. I'll talk to you again next week at 9. Thank you for listening.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. You can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet.
Well, hello. This is Kirsten sitting in the squeaky chair, as Sue calls it. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Something About the Women, and it is freeform indeed, because I feel like today I'm going to be all over the place. But before I get started, it is always a joy to follow Mike Newman, and he had a great guest on today. And I feel like Cassidy maybe went by a couple. Was it Cassie and Cassidy? But it was great meeting Cassidy here. And I really, really, really appreciated hearing The High Women, which just came out. And when they were playing a song that they'd selected, I was trying to decide which one I was going to play. So that really helped me with my decision. I started this show, my version of Something About the Women, with Andra Day, Rise Up. And that is from Cheers to the Fall. As I mentioned in my little discussion with Mike, that Bust Out Boston is going to be tomorrow. It is at Brighton Music Hall, and it is going to be, I forget the hours, it's maybe it's an all-day event. It's kind of one of these shows where you can kind of come in and come out and listen to what music you would like. And some of these musicians I am familiar with, but most of them I'm not. So my second set, I'm going to just play it by ear and see what they will be providing us tomorrow. Yeah, so I think with that, I'm just going to start the rest of my show. I'm going to start with some Angel Olsen. I have a coffee shop that I really love in my neighborhood called Nine Bar. And it seemed like every Thursday I would walk in around the same time and get a coffee, and there would be a musician on, and I was pre-caffeinated, and I'd say, who is this? I really like this musician. And Ben was working there at the time, and he'd say, it's Angel Olsen. So I think after a while, he would see me coming and put on Angel Olsen just to see if I would go through my routine again. Now I recognize Angel Olsen's voice. So we're going to start with some Angel Olsen and take it from there. Enjoy. Something About the Women.
My watch is blurry. Your friends hate it when it's always going your way, but I'm glad that you've got luck on your side.
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or maybe a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. There are certainly a lot of dogs out there who need homes. I do foster care with dogs, and they are a special breed of dog. So let me just, I can't believe that the first half an hour of this show is already over, and I hope that you're enjoying what I have decided to spin for you this morning. Started out with Andra Day, Rise Up, from Cheers to the Fall. After that, Angel Olsen, Not Gonna Kill You, from the album Woman, all capitalized. After that, Big Thief, Great White Shark, from Capacity. Big Thief is coming to play locally very soon, October 13th, at the Wilbur Theater. And they will be playing with Palehound, who I just love. So, yes, I will be there that evening. After that, Courtney Barnett, Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party. I don't know if that's true. I went to a house concert last night, and I had this moment of, I'm really tired. Will anybody notice if I'm not there? Well, you know what? With a house concert of 20 people, they might have, which is a really great way to go listen to music. So anyway, I digress. So that was Courtney Barnett, Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party, from Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. Courtney Barnett will be playing somewhat locally in the somewhat near future. So by that, I mean January 24th. In Northampton, and will be playing solo. She was at Prescott Park this summer. The irony is that Kurt Vile was like a week later, so I don't know if they had played together. That would have been pretty spectacular, but then there were two opportunities to hear some really great musicians. Okay, and then after that was Waxahachie, and that was the song Silver from Out in the Storm. You know, I kind of went through this. When did I first become aware of Waxahachie? I couldn't really think of it. And what do I know about Waxahachie? And I realized, not that much. So it turns out that Waxahachie formed in 2010 by Katie Crutchfield, and the band lineup includes her twin sister, Allison. So kind of reminds me of the Breeders a little bit there. The band is named after Waxahachie Creek in Alabama, where Crutchfields grew up. They have released 4 albums at this point. American Weekend was in 2012, Cerulean Salt 2013, Ivy Trip 2015, and then Out in the Storm 2017. So I'm looking at those dates thinking, maybe something new will be coming up. Waxahachie plays around locally, and I'm trying to think. I was at Sinclair and turned around, and Katie Crutchfield was right there. Oh, it was Haley Hendricks. So it was kind of fun to see another musician in a musician's audience. So that's always cool. I did that set with Hop Along, Waitress, from the album Painted Shut. So those seem to be all musicians that I have seen, with the exception of Hop Along. And maybe that will happen at some time soon, but they have nothing coming up anytime in the near future because I looked. Okay, well, we are heading into the second set of music. I'm going to continue with musicians that I just generally like. Some of them I have heard live, and then after 12 o'clock, not afternoon, but after the noon hour, we'll get into some of the groups playing at Bust Out Boston. So for the moment, how about some Lula Wiles?
Still I go.
same old sun comes up. Same old coffee, same old coffee cup. Same old suit, shoes on my feet. Same old mirror sees through me. Same old song. the country and he won't write to me. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. The man that I love, I stole him from my best friend. Some joker got lucky and stole him back again. You better come. It's going to be raining
to the alley rats and the tenement flies. to the weekend tweakers, the blonde and the blind, to the ex-thrill seekers in the methadone lines. Sing a song for me. If you sing a song, sing a song for me. If you sing a song, sing a song for me. If you sing a song, sing a song for me. The shaking hand of the maker we're all gonna meet.
Okay, well, here we are getting close to the noon hour, and as I promised, after noon, I will be playing some music from Bust Out Boston, but a few things first, a little housekeeping here. Why don't I start by going through the songs that I just played in the last set. I started with Lula Wiles, The Pain of Loving You. After that, Raina Gellert, Grey Bird from Workin' Too Hard. Working is too hard. Has anybody noticed that school has started, which for me means work has started? The roads are a little bit more congested, and we just need to be nice to each other and make sure that you're careful of those cyclists who are getting to know the streets of Boston, pedestrians who don't quite understand our walk signals because we ourselves don't. Sometimes there's a no walk on a red light, and sometimes there's a walk on a green light. Davis Square, it's crazy. But anyway, that was Raina Gellert, and I actually got the chance to see her at the Charles River Museum at one of the evening concerts there. And if you have any musicians that you enjoy listening to who are playing there, I highly recommend that spot. It's out in Waltham, and the space is really interesting because at first it kind of feels like it might be a lot of hard surfaces and noise kind of reverberating off of everything. However, with the items there, it makes for a really unusual setting, and there's enough wood to kind of absorb the sound, and it really makes a beautiful, beautiful location. Raina Gellert, in case you're not familiar with her, is a violinist and a singer specializing in Appalachian style music. She grew up in Indiana, and her father is also a musician, Dan Gellert. She has played with a number of groups, Freight Hoppers, and then she was with Uncle Earl. She has performed also with Abigail Washburn, and she travels with Kieran Kane. And so that is who I saw her with, and that was really just a lovely, lovely performance. And again, I love that space. After Raina Gellert was the Honey Dewdrops, same old, it's the same old elephant in the same old room, and that was from Tangled Country. After that, Uncle Earl, because why not? Where the Soul of the Man Never Dies from She Went Upstairs. It's pretty funny. We have that on our system, and I was trying to find that album online, and I can't. I think it's really interesting how sometimes people bring in music and put it into our system that is unusual and hard to find,